Red Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Gabriela Brunnenmeier and Selina Ukuoma, mentors of the Pack and Pitch, which is part of Talent Sarajevo, so that's what we're going to be talking about here in this interview. And first question, really, for the listeners who aren't familiar with Pack and Pitch, would you be able to tell me a little bit about it?
Pack and Pitch is a program which we invented, I don't remember how many years before, maybe 5 or 6, to bridge the talents and the new talents from the region with the professional industry, which is actually in Sarajevo represented at the CineLink. Right. So it was built up in partnership from Berlinale Talents, or Talents Berlinale, Berlinale Talents, Sarajevo Talents,
yeah,
and the CineLink. Okay. And the idea is that we select 6 young producers or directors / screenwriters, and we work with them for 3 days to prepare, in a way, a synopsis, which means that they can talk shortly about the content of their story, plus a logline, which means that they have a two-liner about their project, which is kind of attracting other peoples, right, mainly producers. And they will do a one-pager, which is all this information about the project on one page for everybody who is not so aware with production. And then we will do a public pitching. That means that they talk in public 5 minutes long, each of them, about their project. Pack and pitch just means that, you know, that you have in the end the package and that you are able to talk about your project, which is in the terms of the film industry, it means pitching. So just at that. Actually, over the last years, it developed a lot, especially since Selina and myself working together in it. And we had this year we have really a number of applications. This has been 78 applications, and all really interesting applications. And it was already 1 week work to select out of these 78 applications. Mm-hmm. The 6th one where we have the feeling these are the right one. Just for everybody who's not knowing us so well, is the last year we had around 40 applications. The year before, around 25 applications. So it's really permanently growing. Mm-hmm. And it's also finding his place in the festival at the talents, but also more and more this year when you look around, we are very well promoted by the industry part, by the CineLink, we are everywhere there. So I think that's a big, big step from the last 5 years till today.
And the success of our previous participants is apparent, particularly this year at Sarajevo. So I think that's why the reputation of Pack and Pitch has grown, and that we get increasingly more applications. Because this year we have 2 of our previous participants with feature films in the competition program.
Wow.
And one with a short also in the competition program. So it's really
certainly something to be proud of anyways. But of course, as the applications grow, maybe it's also getting a little harder to make the selections. What do you look for in a winning project that you kind of...
Actually, what we are looking for on the first row is interesting people who has own ideas, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be too much formatted. I mean, there should be really an idea, a character, a writer, director behind the project visible, because we think that's the only possibility that you, in a way, that you can stand the competition in Europe when you have really a unique voice. Let me put it like that. And it's always hard to find this on the paper, so we also looking on the previous works, on some excerpts, on whether we can discover something. It must not always be that we understand it. Sometimes it makes us just curious and we want to know these people. They should be from their kind of personal profile, should have, in best case, done already short films, which has been successful, or at least proved once that they are able to do something, because we're covering in Pack and Pitch short films, documentaries, long feature films, mostly first feature films. So this is more or less... And we also looking for people. There are also some countries which we covering with pleasure, as for example this year Moldova, where they don't have so many film schools.
Yeah.
So we can really, if we find talents, which we definitely did this year, from these areas, we like to give them whatever we can in terms of education and contacts and networks.
And the other thing to say there is that projects which clearly will be brought to market and are ready for that without our input are also out of the selection, ruled out of the selection, because we want people who really we can add something to by going through the programme. So effectively, we're not looking for people who are already packaged, as it were.
Yes, of course. What can you tell me about this year's selection?
This year's selection is unusual in that all six of our participants are women. And I think Gabriella will comment a little bit on...
Yeah, it was actually happening, you know, as I said also to our wonderful participants, that for me, I don't know necessarily whether a name is a female name or a male name. Actually, afterwards, when I see the picture, I find out normally whether it's male or female. But it was not a criteria, which is in our day sometimes we just want to say that it was not a criteria. But it was just a great surprise, especially we had thinking a lot because we are also female. So, and our wonderful project coordinator Natasha is female, so we are this year really 9 women power who are working in the projects, and it just happened like that. And for this year's selection, it's clearly to say that all these six selected ladies, they have a very intense way of dealing in a way with the world, with also issues that are connected with them. So they're not necessarily very modern or, let's say, avant-garde or whatever, but told in a way which is really interesting and touching. And it's a focus on the world, really. I think this we can say it's more or less common for all of the projects.
They have strong voices, really, each of them. So they have something to say, and I think that's what comes through really strongly.
Right.
And also artistically, they have visions. You know, it's not only that they have strong stories. They all have, in a way, most of them have also female stories or stories in terms of, let's say, brighter sexual experience field.
In terms of the actual project that were selected, is there a good variety of sort of genres you were?
I was just thinking about that because thinking about them as a group rather than individually, and there is something in that all of the protagonists somehow lack power, and it's about them asserting themselves in a way. I think that's something that they have in common. But the environments that they're each in and the stories that are told are all very different. From things which are very much based or take their inspiration from current events to things that are inspired by fairy tales. I mean, they're that different. But there is that sense of powerlessness, finding its
all protagonists are kind of defined by the environment or finding against it and have some boundaries in the society or in a certain context. It's a refugee camp or the church or the education or whatever. It's really.
Separation.
That's interesting. That's the cinema of tomorrow. So it is interesting. It's always interesting to see if there's any prevailing themes or like elements that define it. That's wonderful. Thank you very much for talking to us about it. And obviously, the participants will be expanding on these on their own films themselves when the critics of the Talent Sarajevo interview them. For now, we are in the middle, of the works, so of Pack and Pitch. So I wish you all the best with them, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.